ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Oh, you can.
Damn.
Take one if you want. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Brian, you know what's remarkable? I got here 9:58, and I was not the last person to get here.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff just walking in. White Brian just walking in. Landfill's been holding it down.
White Brian always late.
White Brian stays late.
I don't know. You know, he don't know if he's coming or going half the time.
Meth. I'm telling you.
You know that young man.
Nobody believes me. It's meth. Brian Mitchell needs something. Let's get him something. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We are off and running. It is going to be tricky having to swap out studios with the Junks every morning, too, because those guys have all their stuff, and then we get it in the afternoon when Grant and Danny come in.
We don't have much stuff.
I mean, just my bag, my computer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. We're on Monumental starting in a couple weeks. You can watch us on the stream when White Brian sends us the email. Did you watch any basketball last night?
Yeah. I watched that first game. I started
pretty
watching the second one. I don't know who won the second game. I know who won the first game, 125-124.
Warriors won.
The Warriors won? Yeah, that's what I took.
That is what you took.
Yeah, baby.
I took the opposite.
I know you did.
I liked Luka at home.
Luka's always good early. Luka played defense early. Luka looked, they say he looked, the pictures that, who was it? The fitness magazine did a special on him.
Yeah, I think it was Men's Health.
Let's just be real. The pictures that they had on that, in that video, in that magazine, was not the body I saw on the basketball court last night. So they must have tightened it up, or they got a picture from when he was younger.
Got some filters on that.
Because that was not the Luka that I saw playing. And yeah, early on, he did a little defensive stuff. As that game went on, right before I fell asleep, you could see him slowing down, bro.
Luka went for, he was one assist shy of a triple-double. 43, 12 boards, and 9 assists.
Yeah.
2 of 10 from 3.
I mean, listen, man, he get his shots off.
And Jimmy Butler.
I will never, ever knock him as an offensive player. But I'm just telling you, he's a liability at defense.
Well, what's just
point blank.
What's interesting is, like, to me, even though the Thunder are the defending champs and the Rockets have Kevin Durant now, like, the Warriors-Lakers game had more juice. I just wasn't going to stay up that late. But, like, the Warriors-Lakers game had more juice. But I don't think either of those teams can beat the Thunder.
It might have, like, had more
juice. The Thunder are the best team.
But I'm going to tell you, Houston got something with them, too, now.
That dude, Sengun?
Sengun can play, man. And you know, Kevin Durant didn't even have to be the closer. Goon.
Sengun
was getting it. And they
lost, though. I mean, the Thunder.
I know they lost.
Even, like, of the four teams that played last night, I think the Thunder are the least interesting, but they're the best and the defending champs.
But hold on, though. They didn't have their second best player on the court. He was in a jacket looking like he was the man from, what was that? What was the movie?
Men in Black?
No. What?
The Matrix.
The Matrix. When he looked like Samuel Jackson. Who was it?
Lawrence Fishburne.
The Matrix.
I'm mad that we're not streaming yet because the people didn't get to see Beamish's Matrix impression. That was pretty entertaining, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But dude was saying, man, you know that dude can play, dog.
Yeah. But, dude, you know, the Thunder just play really good team defense. SGA, Chet.
He's basically unstoppable down the stretch. Like they say, well, don't let him dribble to his right. He'll hit you. He'll dribble, hit you with that he'll hit you with that shoulder and come off. And that thing goes through like it's just dropping. No rim whatsoever.
He is smooth with it.
Yes.
I think it was cool to have the NBA back on. Just something else you could bet on. Like, just cool to have it. The Wiz have their season opener tonight open in Milwaukee. See, Jeff just knocked it over. That thing is a hazard.
Jeff, where is that camera?
We need OSHA in here. I don't know what's supposed to go on that thing. I knock it over 3 times a day now that we're in this studio.
How about
studio.
Y'all just pay attention? You know it's there.
No, Jeff, there was another thing attached to it, dude, right here. We're really firing on all cylinders this morning.
Hey, man.
I'm telling you, that thing is a hazard. I don't know what's supposed to be on there, but it's not performing at a high level. So the Wiz opened tonight, much like Jeff's not performing at a high level. Jeffrey, what is going on in here, dude? It's almost like if we're going to get all these video things working, we need to be in here before 10:02. Let's be reasonable about it because we know what the expectations are and aren't. What are your expectations? What do you want to like see from the Wiz? Season opener tonight.
Jay, it's kind of hard for me to tell you. That's not how it goes. But it's very, it's very
like
hard for me to say what I want to see when you know that the whole goal is it's not necessarily to win games. The goal is they have a plan, and that plan is to not win many games, to make sure that they have a high pick and to keep doing that. So I don't know. You know, I'm going to go along with what Dave Aldridge said yesterday. Dave basically said, if the guys are improving at certain skills, be happy. And I'm going to have to just do that. So Bub said he wanted to get better finishing at the rim. A lot of them said they want to get better defensively. So I'm going to be concerned about those things.
I mean, this is laughable.
It is.
Jeff gave up, and now White Brian's in here trying to get B. Mitch's camera on. Like, it was funny. So I don't know if you heard. The Junks this morning were complaining. They were being critical of the Instagram videos the station's been putting out.
Uh-huh.
Because if you look at them, they are very
damn close.
Yeah, they're very zoomed in. I get their complaints. I also get that that's like the style of video, so I'm not too worried about it. Clearly, the whole world is pivoting to video and YouTube and everything, right? Like, the station's correct to be doing that.
Yeah.
It's just kind of hard to take it seriously when this is the current situation. Like, I don't know. Lou, if you're listening, dog, it ain't going great. I think we should just use our webcams like we were doing because this is just...
Once they get up there properly, it'll be okay.
You say once, give it to me. like that's a certainty. You think you're going to get it done now?
I'm just going to try to work on this part.
B-Mitch currently trying to balance the camera on his coffee cup.
No, not that. It's just this thing.
I don't.
What side it goes?
Do the Junks not stream on YouTube yet? Is that not that's not happening until when we go on Monumental? So once. The only good thing that is coming for these cameras and such is that once the Junkies start streaming on YouTube, which I assume is the same day we start simulcasting on Monumental, at least all this will be done because it's already started for the Junks at 6 a.m.
You would hope.
Rather than what is currently happening.
Try it like that.
Is
just see.
Pretty remarkable right now.
the other way.
Jeff, you should just live stream this on your Instagram page or a farm.
Now push that back part in.
If B does fix it, I'll be very impressed. I just don't think it's
going to happen. Okay, don't worry about it, though. Carl Daniel.
Yeah.
That's who should know about the cameras, right?
Oh, ooh, bam! White Brian!
Let's see if it stays there, though.
You know what? That's a team Brian. But here's the other part. You got to turn that one on me. So are you really going to turn it?
That ain't going to really work.
What do you think is worse? The Instagram videos being, just turn this. Oh, buddy. I think we just give up on this because it's...
I'm not. Listen, my job is to do this. I'm not worried about that.
You got to pick for Eastern Conference champion. Tatum's out. Halliburton's out. Presumably for the year, I assume.
Are they out for the year, Tatum?
I mean, he got hurt in April or May, right?
Yeah, man, they should be able to come back.
Weren't they both Achilles?
Yeah, Tatum is Achilles.
And Halliburton was Achilles.
Yep.
All right, so I'm looking. It says Tatum could be back February or March.
Yeah, Tatum should be back quicker. Halliburton was real late.
Yeah, I mean, Halliburton was finals in June. I think, wasn't Tatum the Eastern Conference Finals?
I don't recall.
Yeah, it was. I think it was the Eastern Conference Finals. I think both those guys at best is like March. So who's your pick for the Eastern Conference then?
I hate saying this.
Knicks?
Yeah, because Yelena said that. They may be the ones, though. Seriously.
So I talked to my boy CJ Holmes yesterday, who's an NBA writer for the New York Daily News. He said a team that you shouldn't sleep on, the Magic. A lot of young talent.
They played tough last year. But the thing about it is, just like what we just said about Marshawn, he was real close, never made the play.
Right.
They were always tight. They kept losing the games.
The odds makers say Cleveland is the favorite to win the East.
If Mitchell is back.
Then the Knicks, then the Magic, then the Hawks, then the Pistons. So here's what the odds makers are telling you, what they believe in Tatum and Halliburton's injury.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Celtics at plus 1,200. That's 3, 4, 5. That's the 6th highest odds. And then they have the Pacers at plus 3,000.
Mm.
So, like, odds makers don't think those dudes are going to be healthy.
Well, then again, even if they're healthy, coming back off of a Achilles, basketball players lose a lot.
Totally, man.
So, you remember KD once he lost it?
Yeah.
And although he still shoot over you,
right?
He still wasn't the guy that was that he was before.
All right, just as a reference point, Brian, Cleveland is plus 220 to win the East. The Hawks are plus 900. The Celtics are plus 1,200. I kind of like that because I think the Celtics are still a really good team even without Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this is, what do you think the Wizards are? The Celtics have the 6th highest odds at plus 1,200. I'll even give you some information. The Wiz, the Nets.
Plus 5,000.
You're close.
More than that?
Add a zero.
Plus 50,000?
Yes.
God. Well, yeah, that's about right. That's about right.
The Wiz, the Nets, and the Hornets.
Listen, bro.
Are plus 50,000. They are not trying to win the East.
I mean, listen, I'm serious. I understand what they're doing, man. And they're sticking to their plan. And I can't be mad at it. At least they came in with the plan and they've stayed with it instead of wavering from it. Now, it may not be something that's conducive to all of us, but is it what the hell they told you they were going to do? And they're sticking to it.
Thunder are the overwhelming favorites to win the West. They're plus 140. After that,
well, they got everybody back on the championship team except one guy.
Right. They're plus 140. They have the reigning MVP. The Nuggets are next at plus 400. Then the Rockets, the Clippers, the Clippers.
The Clippers.
The Lakers are clearly overinflated because people just bet on them. T-Wolves, Warriors, Mavs.
What's up with LeBron?
I don't know. Jeff, you got an answer on LeBron?
Last night they kept talking about, Luka and the other guy, that they got to carry it in the absence of LeBron, but I don't remember really nothing happening to him.
I mean, he's injured. I know that. I don't know what the injury is. I kind of just, all right, he's got sciatica.
Okay.
Back pain, I guess.
Yes. Yeah.
He said he'll be out.
Yeah, and you're almost 50. That happens. And LeBron is what, 41 now? 40, 41?
Yeah. I feel like LeBron and I are about the same age. But my man's got sciatica. Doctor said I need a backiotomy. So they're saying it's kind of just an open-ended. They say it could be another week, could be longer. LeBron is 40. He will turn 41 on New Year's Eve.
Wow.
Okay.
So the NBA is off and running. I'm going to watch the Wiz tonight. I'm probably not going to wager on the Wizards tonight. I really am excited to see Trey Johnson. I believe White Brian called Trey Johnson Rookie of the Year. Is that correct, White Brian? Yeah. He can't figure out the streaming, but he's calling his shot for NBA Rookie of the Year. That'd be exciting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen.
He can shoot, dude, and it's a shooter's league.
He can shoot the lights out of it. I just, like, normally when you see the Rookie of the Year and all those type of awards, they normally come from a team that's really, really, like, in the hunt or performing at a high level. And as I remember distinctly going to that game last year, man, and Bub was cooking. And then in the fourth quarter, I'm like, what the hell happened to him? He wasn't hurt. He was just sitting.
It was like, I told you what you needed to know.
Like, Bub, you playing too well. You need to sit down, bro, because we ain't trying to win this game.
Totally, man.
That's basically what happened. So,
before we get into our program, so when I walked in, we were talking with the Junks for a moment, and Bickle asked about Jaden and if I thought Jaden was going to be good to go Monday night. And my honest answer is, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm curious too. If you ever read on it.
I'm like that, too. Listen, man, I'm just like you. I watched the game, and then the next time, we don't get to see him perform in practice and things like that. Next time we see him is when everybody else see him. Yeah, we go over there, and we get to see the part of practice where nobody's doing anything. Hell, in the part of practice we get to see, everybody's available.
Right.
You know?
Well,
and I
why it's telling the part of practice we do get to watch, if you're not practicing, you're really not practicing because they're not doing anything while we're out there.
Yeah, but I'm saying most of them are just standing around, stretching and doing stuff. So everybody's doing that. So we don't really get a chance to see anything else that nobody else sees.
Right.
You know, you might get a different read if you happen to be walking out and somebody might walk by. You see that stuff, but that's about it.
We're going to dive into Jaden, Terry, Debo, kind of where these guys are, what is the expectation. Looking at these next three games, I do wonder if there's a good spot for Washington. There's a lot for us to kind of examine with this Commander season, and certainly it's not a lost season. Jeff had me do a video yesterday, and I was like, no, it's not a lost season. It's far too early in the season for it to be lost.
Yeah.
The NFL is crazy. You can look at these next three and say they're going to lose them all. Generally, in the NFL, that's not what happens. What you think is going to happen does not happen. So I want to look through these next three and see where I think the best chance for a win is. I did want to make mention of something, though, B.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you knew him. I'm guessing you at least crossed paths with him. Did you know Bob Youngentob?
No.
So when we were at Comcast and then NBC Sports Washington, Bob was our photographer that took stills at the games. Really low-key, mild-mannered guy, but a really great photographer. And I only knew Bob as a photographer, right? And eventually, you might have known, I'm sure you met his daughter, Lisa. Lisa worked for the Skins for probably 2 or 3 years. And then she also worked at Monumental. Now she's doing a ton of, like, scoring. Last time I saw Lisa was, I went to the AU game where they, you know how AU made the tournament, American made the tournament last year?
Mm-hmm.
I went to, I think, the clinching game for them where they won their conference.
Okay.
Somewhere David Aldridge is screaming at me, not knowing exactly what the game was, as the world's most proud AU alum. But so the last time I saw Lisa was at the AU game. and she was scoring that game. And she does the scoring for WNBA games, NBA games. Like, she's really grown a lot in that level of her career.
Mm-hmm.
But last night, I was on Instagram, B, and Lisa's story popped up, and it was an obituary of her father, of Bob Jungenthal.
Wow.
And I had no idea he was fighting cancer. And what I came to know with Bob over the years was I knew him as the photographer at Skins Games.
Mm-hmm.
He was an immensely successful property developer. Like, the photography wasn't his job.
That was just his fun thing.
It was a passion. Yeah. It was something he loved doing. But have you ever seen EYA? Like, EYA Homes?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know, six blocks east of us, where there's all those townhomes that are really beautiful, and it's probably like an eight-block development right by where Cornucopia is.
Yeah.
Like, all those homes. That's an EYA development. There's an EYA development going in my neighborhood. Bob was executive chairman and a founding partner of EYA. Like, an incredibly successful guy. Mm-hmm. And I know the development here, right down the street in Navy Yard, was like at the forefront of mixed use and of building projects specifically to include low-income
housing.
And just a great man. And when I saw that last night, I was just shocked. And I want to pay my respects to the Jungenthal family. That dude is a icon of DC that has built neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, when cancer comes, rich, poor, whatever it is, man.
Cancer don't care.
So I just wanted to pay my respects to the Jungenthal family and wish Bob, who was just an incredibly decent and genuine.
Greg, doing EYA Homes.
What's that?
Flooring and stuff. Great.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
EYA is a huge deal.
Yeah.
And you never would have known it with Bob Jungenthal. And he loved music and photography and his family. And we're wishing them the best. We're talking Terry and Debo when we return.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan. But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. For all the YouTubers out there, chat is up and running. And earlier, when it seemed like I was... let me clarify. I wasn't trying to give Jeff and White Brian a hard time. Like, the changeover required between shows is just an incredibly small, difficult window. And the ask of those guys in that time frame is pretty difficult.
those cameras are going to have to become just like the rest, where they're stationary, they're somewhere, and, yeah. and nobody has to worry about moving them around.
Because with this computer, with the call screen software, right, in the morning, Bickle uses it, and Bickle sits over there. In the our show, I use it, and they want me sitting here. And then in the afternoon, Grant uses it, and I don't know if he sits here or there. So, like, the call screening computer is constantly getting moved around, so then the cameras are constantly getting moved around, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And the boys get, I don't know, 6 minutes between the two shows to try to get it operational.
Yep, that.
But, yeah, ideally, the junks, I mean, these cameras exist. The junks are already on Monumental. In 10 days or whatever, we're going to be on Monumental. Just use the cameras. I think that one is the one that's on with the red. So we are on camera, B.
I know that. I'm just saying, like, I'm just still worrying about that email I saw where it said the cameras zoom in from behind. But like I said, my computer's plugged up to look like I'm really doing some stuff. Half the time, it's not even on, so.
Right. All right. Football. Football talk on the fan. Dan Quinn was on Sirius yesterday. He went on the Sirius NFL channel, Sirius XM. What do you call it now? What? I just say satellite radio most of the time.
You say Sirius.
You say Sirius?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to say XM. It's just Sirius. People know what you're talking about.
But I think it's also you could just say XM.
There used to be a thing called XM Radio.
Right. Then they merged. I think now it's called Sirius XM.
Just call it Sirius.
White Brian works for him. What do you call it, White Brian?
XM.
Ooh, one vote XM. What about you, Jeffrey? I know you were working there for a while.
All I know is Sirius is on
Sirius.
Sirius is on his check before XM. You better realize.
I mean, if it's straight alphabetical order, S is before X.
The first name on that check, you better be jumping on that, dog.
And I'm still an employee.
Shout out to, I don't know, I said S and X, and Jeff really perked up. Forgot the E, though. Dan Quinn.
Stupid.
Dan Quinn was on Sirius XM NFL radio. I'm getting this via Nikki Jabala, who Nikki just has eyes and ears everywhere all the time. DQ said on Sirius of Debo and Terry, both are trending right, and the plan is to have full weeks of practice for them leading up to Monday night in Kansas City.
Cool.
What does your gut say today, Wednesday, October 22nd, with the game Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 5 days away, and Washington does not practice today. They'll start practicing tomorrow.
They both play.
They both play? Why?
Debo had been playing, had a kind of a... And I think would have played if he, whatever happened in that game.
I think you saw something happen in the Bears game.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That game made him not play, so they kept him out. I also feel that we felt that the production would be better against that team that was 31st ranked in the run game. And it wasn't. But I think Terry, they were like, one more week. Because you still felt you had the opportunity to win that game. And now, this is a gauntlet they're about to go through. Okay? I don't think anybody added Dallas to the gauntlet. Kansas City, Detroit, Seattle. That's the gauntlet. So, having those guys in those games, I think were, in their eyes, much more important. And you give everybody one more week, which put them farther away from the injury and closer to the health.
I think it's remarkable with McLaurin. I get it with Terry. The phrase, the juice is worth the squeeze. The juice of not putting him on IR is absolutely worth the squeeze, because what if you can get him back for the fourth game?
Yeah.
What if he's ready?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, the Noah Brown thing, I think, is a different conversation because the dude had been injured since May. But Terry, I 100% understand it.
Yeah. The whole thing about it, Terry, I understand. The Noah Brown thing, I mean, it's something I'll discuss in the offseason. I care about in the offseason. Right now, we're trying to figure out who the hell could play to win some games. And I still feel they were expecting Debo, Noah, Terry. And look at Debo's been hurt. Debo's been hurt. Terry got hurt. I mean, Noah's been hurt. Debo and Terry got hurt. That you never expect all three of them to be out. You know what I'm saying? So I understand. And I know people are, well, look how they put the room. Nobody thought those top three guys would be out. Nobody.
And certainly not at the same time.
And I know people, it's really easy.
Dude, the one person, like, Noah has a history of injuries. Debo has a history of being banged up and missing time.
Yeah.
Terry hadn't missed a game in 5 years.
Yeah, but I don't
think. If you want to say it's because he's 30, I don't agree. If you want to say it's because he held out.
No one expected all three guys to be injured.
At the same time.
At the same time. No one would have suspected that. That's why so many fans had so many high expectations, because they thought, oh, yeah, we got them now. But nobody thought all three of them would get hurt at one time. But things happen.
I mean, especially, like, at the exact same time, right?
Yeah.
Terry, you'll find no criticism from me about the decision-making process there, because I think it was a weird injury. And they're not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think they knew what was going to happen. I don't think, frankly, that, like, Terry, I mean, remember he was going to different doctors and trying to figure everything out. I think he was trying to figure everything out. Mm-hmm. I do think you get Terry back. The Debo, I think so, but it was odd that he, like, the Debo situation seemed to have gotten much worse for him to not practice all of a sudden and not, and be, I mean, think about, they ruled him out Saturday,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't even take that to game time. He didn't even travel.
Yeah.
And we've seen that. It's funny, the lack of traveling when Jaden didn't go to, where were we? Jaden didn't go to week three. Where were we week three? I can pull it up.
Nah, week three, we were here.
So, remember, Jaden and Terry didn't go.
The second road trip.
Which was, it all starts to blend together, man.
Because Green Bay was the first.
Atlanta. Terry and Jaden didn't go to Atlanta, and everybody's like, oh, what is that? A lot of times hurt guys don't travel. Like, Sam Cosmi wasn't traveling. Nobody was too, like, Sam Cosmi doesn't move the needle like the quarterback not going. For Debo not to go, though, last week to Dallas, to me, just said, okay, this is a little more serious than we understood.
Or they kind of knew he wasn't going to play.
Right. But,
you know, because it wasn't trending properly. You know, the thing of it.
In the same vein, I'm saying, like, yeah. They knew it's not even worth bringing him because he's not going to play.
Yeah.
Like, nowhere close to a game time decision.
Mm-hmm.
Still, sounds like Terry and Jaden are tracking Terry and Debo are tracking the right way.
Yeah,
I don't think we know what's up with Jaden, though.
We don't.
We had Theismann on the other day. He said with a hamstring, I want him to sit at least a game.
But that's the thing about it. Hamstrings are so different, and that's why you'll never hear me say with this or with that. I think he should. Hamstrings can be tricky. The lower the injury, the less serious.
The higher, lower down on the
yeah on
leg.
On the leg. The higher, the worse. And there are guys that, you know, it's a pain thing too. And sometimes, like, you have and they have different grades. You know, you have a strain, a smaller strain, or you have a serious one. So I just think people's bodies are all different. So we see how it goes.
For sure. I mean, no other choice. We'll get some indication tomorrow. If he's even limited at practice, I think would be a really good indication. I would expect a DNP, though. Listen, the reality with the Commanders is everybody's hoping they turn this thing around, right? And that they're on the upswing. But sometimes there's downswings too. But if your garage door is all downswings and not going up like it should, that's where you got to call Door Pro America. Whether it's a busted spring, a loud noise, or it just won't move, go with the pros at Door Pro America. We got a new garage door at my place. It has been tremendous for our family, especially with all the crazy S we got going on. Having the garage door that we can let contractors in and out is super helpful. The MyQ app, you can just open and close your garage door from anywhere. I could do it from right here in the studio. Door Pro America has been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years, and they can do it all. Not just new installs like I got, but if you just need repairs or maintenance, whatever you need, give them a call, 877-DOOR-PRO. You can save big on repairs with a Door Pro Advantage membership, which includes annual maintenance to keep your garage door on track. You call right now, you get $60 off a repair or a full tune-up for just $89. 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. You can check them out online at doorproamerica.com. And be sure to tell them J.P. Finley sent you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan. But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We get kicked.
It's a hard night.
This is a good ass song for him to turn Annie into like an anthem like that. That's musical genius. When did this come out? Mid-2000s? Earlier than that? Jeff will track that down as our musical anthologist. Good poll question from Landfill today. The B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll of the day asks, what's a successful Wizards season to you? Develop the young guys?
Yeah.
Tank for the draft?
Yeah.
Just be watchable? Or the play-in tournament?
Develop the young guys. I'm not looking for no play-in tournament. I don't think the way things are going and what they're trying to do, is. I don't think that's possible.
I agree. I also think, for me, so the AAA poll of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/Commanders. So of the four options Landfill gave in the poll of the day, you can vote at B. Mitch and Finley, should you choose to. Mm-hmm. Develop the young guys, tank for the draft, just be watchable, play-in tournament. Almost 60% voted develop the young guys.
Yeah.
Another 35% just be watchable. 6% said play-in tournament. I think developing the young guys can also help you tank for the draft. So, like, that's a 2-for-1 for me. Mm-hmm. You want the young guys to get better, but they're probably not good enough to win significantly, so yeah, you're going to be fine for the draft anyway.
Mm-hmm. That's how it is. But I'm expecting them. Let's just develop the young guys. I mean, Because if you're going to start competing, you're going to have young guys who are growing and getting there, and you got to go sign some veteran guy and bring them in, two or three of them.
So
that's how you win.
Agreed.
Not going to be all young guys, and it damn sure going to not be all old guys.
Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post is going to join us next. The Commanders did make a roster move yesterday that I just found this. I mean, this is life on the fringe of NFL rosters. Dorrance Armstrong got moved to IR, understandably, blew out his knees, done for the year. Guess who they brought back?
Who?
Jalen Holmes, who they cut last week.
Yeah.
I don't know why you cut him last week, but he's back now.
Probably cut him to him, stay close.
Probably.
It happens a lot, dog.
Yeah.
People don't believe it, but it does.
Yeah, I mean, that DN room has just gotten wrecked. Wise, Jean-Baptiste, now Armstrong. Going into the season, Wise and Armstrong were your starters. I mean, that's who you were going to lean on most. Von Miller's kind of a spot player, pass rusher. You remember last week when we saw Wagner at playing DN just because they were so jammed up?
Yep.
You think there's a possibility they have to lean on that more?
It's possible. And I think more, as 5'8 keeps playing more, you might do that more. Because he seems, McGee has
speed.
He has some something with him, more than just speed.
Well,
he has some tenacity, too.
I agree. It's also with McGee, maybe they go three linebackers. Maybe you get McGee out there with Wagner and it's Luvu rushing the passer more or trying to set the edge. The problem is Wagner and Luvu just don't have the same size as a prototypical DN. And it's one thing if you do it a little bit, but if you have Wagner and Luvu trying to stop the edge.
We're talking about Sirius, and Sirius is calling me.
Do you have a hit that you forgot about?
No.
Can we talk about a hit coming later in the week, or can we just tease it?
Huh?
Can we talk about an interview we have scheduled later in the week?
Yeah.
Let's tease it.
Do it.
B. Mitch got a sick interview set up for Friday. I'll let people guess. We'll tell you who it is before the end of the show.
Yeah.
Nobody go anywhere. Neil Greenberg joins us next.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.